It's time for tonight's postgame coaches show presented by Bearings. And, Coach, you had to wonder coming out what the energy would look like, and you guys came out early and established a rhythm offensively. How important was that to see some of those baskets go down?
Well, of course, going 0 for 15 last night from the three gets national attention, and I don't think our guys really dwelt on it too much. I was concerned about you know, we had expended so much energy to fight Marquette and, you know, to tie game with 2 minutes to go and just let it slip away. And it was just an awful way to lose a game. And to come out here tonight at the get-go and play as well as we did was very, very encouraging.
And overall, team offensively, you had balanced scoring. You had four players in double figures in Brankovich, Grady, Collins, and Goodmanson.
Well, Kellen had another, I think, superb game, and I think Carter Collins did some outstanding things. Seven times he gets to the line and converts every one of them. John, very, very good. Mike makes that big three. The bench, I thought Bates Jones came off the bench. When Luka was struggling, Bates came in and gave his great minutes. And when our guards needed some relief, I think Lee came in and gave us some great stuff, too. And I was really pleased that Luka Brankovic, who had struggled immensely in the first game yesterday, and then for a good part of tonight he struggled and missed some close-in shots and was very frustrated. But he comes in and he makes two big plays, two big baskets. He sets a great screen for Mike to get that three, and then he makes four straight foul shots with pressure on it, one possession, two possession game. I couldn't be happier for him because I know how hard he wants to be a great teammate and a great player for us, and I'm delighted to see him do that tonight.
Now, overall, with some of your bigs picking up some of those fouls, how do you clean that up a little bit? What's occurring? Are they getting in the wrong position?
Great question. We talk about space dancing. You know, our post guys have to dance around the offensive player, but they can't give him space. They can't let him get his body into him. And unfortunately, tonight, they're very low to the ground. They're very good post-offensive players at Fairfield. That's the bread and butter for their offense, and they do it at three spots, and they got into our bodies. They're wide-bodied, strong, athletic guys, so that's what created the problems.
You touched on Mike Jones with those two big threes. How much do you hope maybe that could be a confidence boost for him, making pivotal shots down the stretch?
Well, you know, we went to him at the end of the first half, and he got a clean look right at halftime and didn't convert that. So it was not a called play on that one. He got from Carter through it, and Lucas set the screen, and Mike just buried it. And I think that put us up by six, maybe. Was that what it was?
It's right around there.
Yeah.
So what changed in that second half to allow them to get back in this game? And at one point, they started to push the pace. What else was happening?
Well, I think when teams start to make a couple of threes, which they did, I think that helps. Whipple made two of them, and I think the other guy made one was number 24. You know, Calvin Whipple, a terrific kid. We recruited him as a teammate of Kellen at Northfield. But he made those two big threes, and then we fouled him. You know, we made some fouls 94 feet from the basket. We tried to draw a charge here at half court. We left our feet twice. You know, the disciplined defense that was so visible in the first half just didn't show up in the second half. And you could just see that reflected in the scoring. They were 55% from two in the second half. They were 38%. They were 0 from 3. They were 27%. So you saw a different discipline, and that could be a factor of fatigue.
And, Coach, tonight I saw a lot more one-on-one teaching moments for you, especially with Lee and some of the other young guys over there on the sideline.
I'm certainly getting opportunities for that. And, we watch film with every guy in the team individually as well as collectively today. And you know, they're getting a full dose of basketball 101 Davidson style, and it's sinking in. It's sinking in, and I think the big thing tonight was we did make a lot of mistakes, but our effort was not one of the mistakes we made. We continued to fight, and that was the turning factor in the game.
Coach, thank you for your time. Congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you.
Coach McKillop's comments are presented by Bearings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Bearings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live. and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit bearings.com.